So today I'd like to talk lemaisa about different situations where perhaps there's room for kula when it comes to the issa yichud. There are two main kulas that the post can have with gabi yichud. The first is called veil of the ear. These both appear at the end of the Gemara in Kiddushin, at the Masechta Kiddushin of Bar Chayam. Gemara says that if baila be'ir ain choshem mishum yichud, that if the woman's husband is in the city, then you're allowed to be misyachid, you can be secluded with her, there's no problem. What's the reason? Why is it permissible? It says the machlokas rishonim why it's permissible. Rashi there on the daf says that if baila be'ir, it's mutter because mishum the mistafi mibal the hashta osi. Rashi happens to say it's not mutter. We mentioned at the outset that there is a machlokas rishonim. Most rishonim hold that a baila be'ir is not a mutter. Rashi says that there's no makas mardus, that it's still osi. But the svara that Rashi is giving applies across the board. So we're going to interpret the heter of baila be'ir like most rishonim that it's actually mater yichud, not just mater not just getting away the makas mardus. So what does Rashi say? What's the reason that baila be'ir is mukal? For us, that means it's mutter to be misyachid. He says, because mistafini baal the hashnasi, she's afraid maybe the baal is going to come. She's afraid. Mirtas. She's afraid, so therefore she's not going to do anything inappropriate. Right? If you assume that the issa yichud is a gzeira tubiya, then we're afraid that the two people, since they're not allowed to live with each other, they shouldn't be secluded with each other because it can lead to tubiya. So then if the woman is afraid that the husband is going to come, she'll never submit to the man. So she won't submit to the man, then yichud should be permissible. That's Rashi. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia has a different formulation. The Rambam says that baila be'ir, the reason why it's permissible is because emas baila olech, the fear of her husband is on her. It's not exactly the same as what Rashi said. Rashi says, mistafi mibal dahashta asi, she's afraid that the baal is going to come now. The Rambam says that there's this general psychology that women are uncomfortable. When baila be'ir, they're not going to do anything inappropriate because they just have the fear of the husband. There's a certain awe, there's a certain fear of the husband. They feel uncomfortable submitting to another man when the husband is in the city. That's how Chazal understood. Yes, there might be some people who would say nowadays everything has changed. We're talking about Jewish women. Hopefully Jewish women still have this kind of feeling. So this is the machlokas we've shown in Rashi and the Rambam, whether it's a general psychological mentality that Chazal had, that Chazal understood in women, that they have an emas baila, they have a fear of the husband if the husband is in the city. Well, no, it's more practical. But she's afraid that the husband is going to come, so therefore she's not going to submit because she'll be caught in the act. What's enough, Kamina? Several issues might hinge on this question. First of all, let's say it's known that the husband's not going to come. Let's say the wife is not in her house. She's somewhere else in the city. She went shopping. She went to someone else's house. She went to someone else's house. She went to the doctor. Right? The husband doesn't know where the woman is. So the husband doesn't know where the woman is. There's no chashash. The woman has no fear that the husband is going to come and barge in the middle. So according to Rashi, choret's a problem. Right? The Chochmas Adam and Hilchas Yichud, that's written by the author of the Chayyad. The Chachmas Adam writes that in such a case where the woman is not in her house and she's not afraid that the Baal is going to barge in, then there's no heter by the beer. It's also to be misyachid. Others disagree. Some of the Sfarim quote from the Chazon Ish that it should be permissible even in such a case. Because again, based on the Rambam, she has an emas baila. She has a fear of the husband, a certain awe of the husband, and she feels uncomfortable. She's not going to submit to another man if the Baal is in the city. Even though she knows he's not going to come, but it's a psychological statement of women that a married woman is in fear of the husband, and she's not going to submit to another man as long as the husband is in the city. The husband goes off on a business trip. He's not around, so she doesn't feel like the husband is there. If the husband is there, she has a different feeling if the husband is in the city. So according to that svara, even if she's not afraid the husband is going to barge in the middle of the act. Doesn't matter. She has an emas baal, and therefore there's going to be the heter of baila be'ir. Similarly, let's say the husband went to work. Husband went to work, and the wife is talking to the husband on the telephone. Right? He's in Wall Street. She's in Washington Heights. And she talks to him on the telephone. Not his cell phone, but the telephone in the office. She knows that he's in the office because it's a landline. And they get off the phone, and now someone comes. The fix-it man comes. Right, the Jewish fixer man comes, so the Goyish fixer man, whatever. Right, so is she allowed to close the door behind her? and being misyachet with this man, she knows the husband's not going to come. It's impossible. You know, even if he had a bullet train from Wall Street to Washington Heights, he's not going to get there. He's not going to get there in the next 10 minutes. So is she allowed to be misyachet? So according to the Chachma Sadim, lechara it's aser. Also to be misyachet because she knows that the husband's not going to come. She's not afraid. And according to the Rambam, lechara it should be permissible. She has an emas baila. He's in the city, Wall Street, Washington Heights, Manhattan. It's all the same borough. That's certainly the same city. So lechara, she has an emas baila. Then it should be permissible. Let's say the husband knows that the woman is being misyachet. They ordered the fix-it man to come. He knows that the air conditioning guy is coming today, right? So, is it also for him to be misyachet with this guy? Right? Baila be'ir, let's say. So is baila be'ir going to be matir? So according to the Chachma Sadim, according to Rashi, lechor it's not going to be matir, because here, even if the husband were to come home at some point in time when the fix-it man is there, there's nothing strange going on, right? Part of the reason why she's afraid is that just the fact that there's another man in the house is bizarre. There shouldn't be another man in the house. She shouldn't be alone with another man. But if the husband knows that the man is coming to fix the refrigerator, so that it doesn't look bizarre that there's another man in the house. So she's not as much on guard. But she's not afraid of the husband because it's perfectly normal. The husband knows that there's going to be another man in the house. So it could be that the Issa Yichud is in place, but according to the Rambam, once again, if she has an Emas Baila, so then it doesn't matter that the husband knows that the man is coming. The fact is she has an Emas Baila, and therefore, Baila Be'ir will still be Matir. Many, many issues that might hinge on this question. Yes?
Does Baal always have to be the husband? Is it, could a Pinya have the fear of like an Av, let's say? Does the Baal always have to be the husband? Or could it be just the person that's looking
that the father is going to come? The father is not there, you say.
The daughter has, as in, like Lamaisa, not as a married woman. Yeah.
Right, so she's afraid that if the father is there, right, if the father is there, then the father might be a shomer on the daughter. That's a different halacha. The father is actually there, so then the pshat is we don't assume that the father is gonna, that the girl is gonna submit to her father. The father and the girl, they're not gonna be it together. So if the father is not gonna, if she's not gonna submit to the father, so then the other man is gonna be embarrassed to be in front of the father. So it's, nothing's gonna happen. This is a different issue that you're saying she's afraid that the father is gonna come. I don't think she is afraid of the father, because the father is going to be mechapa on his daughter. The father is going to protect the daughter. He doesn't want a shame rat to, right? He doesn't want some kind of bad name to go out on his daughter. She's not going to get a shidduch. So I don't think it's the father. It's the husband. The husband, she's afraid of her husband because the husband is going to divorce her and, you know, she'll be in big trouble. She's mezana. That's a big problem, right? So I don't think the father is going to protect in the same way. If the father is there, the father might be a shomer, but just the fact that the father is coming, I don't think that's enough for the daughter. Yes?
What's called Be'ir?
That's the fourth and final issue I want to talk about. Okay. Right, they talk about what is Be'ir. Let's say the husband is very close to the house, but he's not Be'ir. Right? Let's say he's in Teaneck, Fort Lee. He's right across the bridge. They live in Washington Heights, 5 minutes away. Well, it's not 5 minutes away, it's a $13 toll. Okay, but it's just a couple of minutes away, right? So is that called Baila Be'ir or not called Baila Be'ir? So Lechora, according to the Chazon Ish, it's got to be Be'ir. The Emas Baila is only Be'ir. That's how Chazal said the Halacha. Once he's over the bridge, it's not the same. If the Pshat is, it's all a function of distance, proximity, she's really afraid that he might come, so if he's just across the bridge, and it's not rush hour, so, you know, it's really pretty short, right? If it's rush hour, then it's definitely a problem because, you know, he's not going to be there for another hour and a half. Hopefully not. Right? So it's a function of timing, right? If you hold that she's afraid that he might show up in the middle of the act, so then it's a function of time. If it's an issue of emas baila aleha, that she has this intangible fear of the husband, the psychological fear of the husband, so then it might be a function of Baila Be'ir. That's the Lashon of Chazal. Maybe Dafka has to be Be'ir. According to the Chachma Sadim, according to Rashi, it's Lam Dafka Be'ir. Be'ir is just an example of proximity, that it's close. But if it's close, even if it's not Be'ir, Lachor, the same Hedda should apply. It's not so Pasha, right? And then it's even, what's even more difficult is, so how do you really define Ir? Within the five boroughs? Is that defined as Ir?
Yeah.
each borrow is a separate year? It's not so pasha. It's not so pasha. Lahalocha, there are many that are makil for the Chazan Ish by a case of a yichud derabana. See, that's why we started at the outset to describe what is yichud deraisa, what is yichud derabana. Yichud derabana, let's say it's not one-on-one, right? Jewish man with Jewish woman. Let's say it's a non-Jewish man. So non-Jewish man is not a yichud deraisa. Right? Let's say there are two women with the man. That's a yichud rabbanan also. Right? So that's usur, but it's a yichud rabbanan. So by yichud rabbanan, the post can say you can be makel for the chazanish, that as long as the husband is be'ir, even if there's no fear that the husband is going to come in the middle of the act, it doesn't matter. That's okay. That's an important kula, that at least when it comes to yichud rabbanan, you could be makel for the chazanish, for the Rambam, that there's an emas baila, even if she's not actually afraid that the husband is going to be coming. What's the din in the opposite direction? Do we say ishto be'ir is a heter? And let's say a man is home. He's learning on a Friday, right? Doesn't have class. He's home, and there's a cleaning lady there. Ma'isim b'chol yom, amish. A babysitter, you know. The babysitter comes and is watching a couple of the kids. So the husband could also watch, but he has a lot of work to do. He wants to stay home. It's a pretty common shaila, right? Whether he's learning or he's working from home. A lot of people work from home, right? But they're not going to watch the kids. They have to work. But there's a babysitter there. So like, and the kids are very young, so the kids are not shomrim. At a certain age, the kids are not shomrim. We'll talk about shomrim, mitzvah shem. But, you know, when the kid is, I don't know, one or two, they can't be shomrim. So is it mutter? What can a person do? Do you say ishto be'ir? So the Mishnah in Kiddushan, Vapeyam Ebei, says that a man can be misyachid with two women if ishto imo. If his wife is with him, he can be misyachim and mesha ishto mishamarta, because the wife watches him. So the poskim explained that means ishto imo. Ishto imo means she's in the same bias. She's in the same bias, even if she's not awake. Right? The poskim talk about, let's say wife is sleeping. She's not feeling well, she's sleeping, whatever. Right? So that's okay. As long as she's in the bias, then we assume he's not going to do anything if his wife is in the same house. But if his wife is not in the same house, the impression you get from the Mishnah is that ishto imo, ishto be'ir, it's not a heter. It's not a heter. It's only if ishto imo. Ishto mishamarto doesn't mean that she literally, you know, will stop him. It means that he won't do anything if the wife is there. She's in the house, even if she's sleeping. But ishto be'ir, is that a heter? Doesn't sound like it. The Beis Shmuel quotes from the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Talmud Torah of all places. They're talking over there about bringing the kids right to the babysitter or to the melamed, that the women would bring the kids to the Rebbe, if there's a problem of yichud. It's in that whole context. So the Kesef Mishnah writes that maybe ishto be'ir might also be a heter. He expands on the Mishnah. Poshep Shah, most Mepharshim say no, it's not ishto be'ir, it's ishto imo that's a heter for a man. Not ishto be'ir. The Kesef Mishnah says maybe ishto be'ir is also a heter. It's not so clear that you can rely on this heter, but the post can go further and say this heter clearly has to be in the Rashi mode. Meaning ishto be'ir is only going to be a heter, even according to the Kesef Mishnah, if the husband is afraid that the woman is going to be coming back at any point in time. Right? She's going to be coming back right now. Let's say she went shopping and she calls on her cell phone. Right? She says, you know, I'm here in ShopRite and I want to know, do we need this, do we need that, whatever. And the ShopRite is 20 minutes away. And the husband knows that she's not coming home for 20 minutes. So ishto be'ir, even according to the Kesef Mishnah, would not be a heter. We can't take the Rambam's more lenient approach to baila be'ir. You got to take Rashi's approach in ishto be'ir. That the whole point is that he's afraid that his wife is going to come and you know, he's going to look bad and he's just not going to do something inappropriate if his wife is going to show up in the middle, right? So if he knows that the wife is not coming, then there definitely is not going to be a heter of ishto be'ir. But the emphasis, even if he knows the wife is coming, Ken Zion, there are many poskim who would say that the Kesef Mishnah is not mukhav. We're not going to pass like this Kesef Mishnah. Ishto be'ir is a very shverei kul. It's not so poshut. You really have to be mitzarif other things in order to be matif for ishto be'ir. Ishto imo? That's a different story. But ishto be'ir, it's not so poshut. The Kesef Mishnah wants to be mekel at least if there's a concern that the wife might come at any moment. But many poskim hold that you shouldn't be mekel for them. Finally, in terms of baila be'ir, the post can point out that from the Gemara it's clear that the heter baila be'ir doesn't apply if libo gaspa. That if the man is very comfortable with the woman that he's being misyache with. He knows her very well. He knows her very well. So then, baila be'ir doesn't apply. Right? There's no emas baila. The fear of mistavimi baila shema tavo, that doesn't apply. Why? Because yitzro tofa, we assume that if libo gaspa, then his yitzahara is going to be too strong. He's not going to be able to control himself. So therefore, the heter baila be'ir is not going to apply. Her yetzer is going to be tokfa, right? Just because she knows that her husband might walk in, it's libo gaspa, she feels so comfortable, yitzro tokfa, they'll submit to each other, and the fact that baal habiyah is not going to prevent it from a bia taking place. It's a big nafkamina. Let's say a person is home with a mother-in-law, right? The couple goes to their in-laws for yomtiv. Right, and the wife goes out shopping. The father-in-law is away, and the mother-in-law is home. So the son-in-law is with his mother-in-law in the house, and no one else is there. Right? Let's say the husband is outside the city. There's no baila bi. No, let's say there is baila bi. That's what we're talking about. Right? The wife is outside the home. Right? Wife is outside the home. Let's say she's even outside the city. Right? So you have a son-in-law with a mother-in-law, and there's a father-in-law that's bi'ir, but not in the house. Is it mutter for the son-in-law to be misyache with the mother-in-law, or do you have to do something else? Do you have to somehow prevent the yichud? Maybe you should learn somewhere else, or open the door, or do something else. So it could be that if he has a good relationship with his mother-in-law, which I hope he does, right, it's probably libo gaspa, they know each other, they feel comfortable with each other. So it could be that the heter baal be'ir does not apply in such a case. Just because the father-in-law is be'ir, that's not going to help. Because the mother-in-law and the son-in-law know each other and they're very comfortable with each other. So maybe the whole heter baal habi'ir is out the window because no one's afraid that the father-in-law is going to come. Yitzro tokfa. They can't control themselves. So even though the father-in-law, if the father-in-law comes, it's going to be shreklach. It's not going to be good. But they can't control themselves. So maybe the whole heter baal habi'ir doesn't apply. Something very important to keep in mind. So what's another heter? If in certain circumstances baal habi'ir doesn't apply, so what's another heter? So the other heter, the twin, the sister heter of the yichud in the Gemara is what's called Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim. Let's say you have a door open, the famed open door policy. Okay, if you have an open door, so that can be Mati Yichud. So the Gemara in Pei Aleph in Kiddusha says, if Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim, Me'echoshim Yishum Yichud. You have an open door to Rishus HaRabim, to a public area, then we're not afraid of Yichud. What does that mean? Rishus HaRabim, first of all, doesn't mean Rishus HaRabim, the Raisa is 600,000, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that there are at least three people, right? That the corridor, that the hallway is open to three people, or at least it's open to a group of people who there will not be an Isser Yichud with them. Meaning, let's say the doorway, let's say you live in an apartment building, and you share a hallway with a couple. Right, so if that couple would be sitting in your apartment, then there would be no Isser Yichud with the mother-in-law. Because since the couple is not going to submit, we assume that the two girls are not going to, someone's going to have be in front of someone else. If everyone is going to submit, everyone's going to be involved in the act, so then we're afraid that they won't be concerned that other people are seen. So if the door to the apartment is open to this hallway and the couple is like in and out, it's before Pesach and they're in and out in the hallway, they're constantly in the hallway, in your house, out of your house, they're always running around over there. So that's Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim. So that will be Matir, the Yichud. That's what L'Shus HaRabim means. It means either open to three people or it's open to two people with whom there's no Issa Yichud. You know, a brother and a sister, couple, a mother and a son, right? If there's no Issa Yichud, so then they can be matzal on the other people as well. Rishus HaRabim means that they're going to be walking around, not just the fact that the alleyway opens, but they're going to be walking around. The poskim say that even if you leave your door open, that's not going to help after, 10 o'clock at night in a normal residential area in the dormitory, maybe until 2 o'clock in the morning that'll help, but actually there aren't going to be girls in the dormitory anyway, but I'm saying, in an apartment, in a dormitory setting, you have one of these apartments here. Right? The apartments, it's like midday, 1 o'clock in the morning. So you have to check it out. I don't know if it's true. I still think that one should be choshesh after a certain late time. You're not going to have people walking around so much. After 10 o'clock, after 11 o'clock, if people are actually not milling around in the hallway, it's not pasuach lushus arabim, and then it's highly questionable whether there will be that heaven. That's in terms of what lushus arabim means. What does pesach pasuach mean? The door has to be open? Okay, if the door is open, that certainly is matzah. That's not a mokum seser anymore. It's not always so easy to leave the door open. You know, in an apartment building, it's one thing. You have a house without a screen door, you'll leave the door open on a public street. It's not so simple to do that. So the poskim have a debate whether Pesach Pasuach, whether something can be considered Pesach Pasuach if it's what's called Sogor Velo No'ol. Let's say the door is closed, but it's not locked. Is that called Pasuach or is that not called Pasuach? Well, this is a major, major machlokes in the Echad. Rov Achronim say that Pasuach Velo No'ol is not Pasuach. I'm sorry, Sogor Velo No'ol is not Pasuach, that you actually need Pasuach Manish. Beis Meir, Kivegim. A number of Achronim say that you need Pasuach Mamash. As opposed to the Radvaz, who is a famous Shita, who says that Sogar V'lo No'ol is enough. So what's the Machlokas for the Sogar V'lo No'ol should be sufficient? So some of the Achronim, I saw Rabbi Ribiat in his Sefer on Anuchas Yichud, he wants to suggest that maybe they argue about the nature of this Halacha. Why does Pesach Pasuach Lushus Rabin permit Yichud? The Radvaz assumes that it permits Yichud because you're afraid someone's going to come in. It's not locked, so they can come in. It doesn't have to be open. You're afraid someone's going to come in, so you're not going to engage in inappropriate behavior because you're afraid someone's going to come in and sin. The Kiveger and the Beis Meir and the other Achronim, they assume, no, Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabin is matir, not because you're afraid people are going to come in, but because people actually can see what's going on. That's the problem. Right? If people see what's going on, then you're not going to do something inappropriate. But just because people can come in, that's not enough. Or maybe they go even further and they say, no, the reason why Pesach Pasuach works is because once it's Pasuach, that's not a Makom Seiser, that's not a secluded area. So that's why it works. Major Machlokes whether Sogar V'lo No'ol is sufficient. The Radvaz holds it's enough, and others, Rov Achronim, seem to say it's not enough. You really need Pasuach Mamash. So there are those who want to suggest that by Yichud Rabbanan, maybe it can be makel for the Radvaz. Maybe you could say that Sogar V'lo No'ol by Yichud Rabbanan is enough. You have a closed door, but it's unlocked. There is one shita that holds that that's called Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim. So maybe when it comes to Yichud Rabbanan, like if you have one man with two women, or a man with a goya, if he's not a Kohen, right? If the man is not a Kohen, that's only the Rabbanan. With a non-Jew, a cleaning lady, live-in, etc. Right? So maybe Sogar V'lo No'ol might be sufficient. That's what someone has suggested. The problem with that is that the Radvaz seems to only be makil if there's an assumption that there's a concern maybe the person's going to open the door. But if you live in a society where people don't walk up to doors of homes and open them, if they don't live in the home, you know, they're afraid that, you know, you'll call the police on them. So is this heter really going to work? Not so clear it should work. Only in a society where people actually open doors. Like if you're in a, you know, more of a dormitory, apartment, you know, society where people are, I guess even there, people, if the door is closed, even if it's unlocked, people aren't going to open the door and come in. We live in an environment where people don't just open doors. They knock on the door. If you don't answer the door, they're not going to come in. Very difficult to be makel for this heter of Sogar V'lo No'ol if you live in a culture where people are not going to just open the door stam, because you're not really afraid. Maybe you could say a person is not really afraid that someone's going to open the door because we live in a culture where people don't open doors. So maybe Sogar V'lo No'ol is as good as locked. It's not going to help you at all. They quote from the Chazon Ish that maybe Efshar and Kenzogin that person is still afraid. He's not going to engage in any inappropriate behavior as long as the door is not locked, because you're afraid of a para adam. There are plenty of para adams in the world that, you know, if they see the door is open, they might come in, and then, you know, they'll have some excuse for why they came in. You're not going to feel comfortable if the door is not locked. Before you do anything, you're going to lock the door. So if the door is unlocked, you're not going to engage in any inappropriate behavior. That's what the Chazon Ish says. A bit cooler. Many poskim are not makel for that Chazon Ish. Again, the Chazon Ish assumes that the Radvaz is cooler, that Sogar V'lo No'ol is considered Pasuach, that even Bizman Hazeh, that most people are not going to enter into, they're not going to open a door, even if it's unlocked, they're not going to open the door and enter into the area. It's shver, even for Yichud Rabbanan, can you be makel for such an idea? So what can you do? What is the solution to the problem? So some suggest the following. The best thing to do if you want to do work and there's a live-in maid or a cleaning lady or someone there, a babysitter, best thing to do is to give a key to your next-door neighbor. Give a key to the house to the next-door neighbor and tell the next-door neighbor, I beg of you, please come in a little bit on Fridays. You know, I'm going to be home on this Friday. Or Fridays in general, I want you to come in a little bit. And don't knock. You know, you can knock just to say you're there, but walk in. You know, I'm going to leave it locked, let's say. We'll leave it unlocked, whichever. I'll leave it locked, but I want you to open up the door. I want you to come in. And don't just come in once. You know, come in once or twice. As long as can come in, and obviously the neighbor must be a woman that's, you know, by Lebeir, there's no Isser Yichud with the neighbor. If there's an Isser Yichud with the neighbor, you haven't solved any problem, right? If there's no Isser Yichud with the neighbor, it's by Lebeir, or if it's a friend, if it's a boy, it's even better, right? Because there's no Isser Yichud of two men with one woman. So have your friend come in, right? You have your friend in the neighborhood that you give a key, so he'll come in once or twice. He'll come in a little bit in the morning, and then he'll come in a little bit later, so you're always afraid he's going to come in. So that certainly is considered Pesach Pasuach, and that would be Matar and Issi. Okay, let's stop.